Hello.
We're back.
We are back and we are still black.
Are you? Because my skin is changing because it's cold outside and I seem to be getting progressively lighter.
Me too. Can't you tell? Ooh.
That's always what?
Before we start, I got one more Christmas song. I know it's not Christmas anymore, but I got one more. This will be my favorite Christmas song.
Okay, go ahead. All right, thank you for that. Thanks.
You didn't let me. You don't let me. Happy birthday, Jesus.
I just bit.
I'm so glad it's Christmas. I just love that song. You never heard that song?
No. I've never heard that song.
You never heard that song before?
And it's not Jesus' birthday. But we'll get
it's just the day we choose to celebrate Jesus' birthday.
It's okay.
Anyway.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
Merry Christmas to you too.
I don't. Okay. How was your week?
It was good. I had a good week. Nothing really much happened, but...
Did you have to go to work?
It went by smoothly. I didn't have to go to work on Christmas, but I had to go to work Christmas Eve, and I had to go the day after Christmas. So... Did you get anything for Christmas?
I don't celebrate Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Or Kwanzaa.
Did you get any gifts, though? Or was there any type of gift exchanging?
No.
No.
I don't celebrate. I took my kid so she could collect, though. But no, I don't do that.
Cool.
I don't do that.
Well, I celebrated Christmas. I exchanged gifts. I got my mom and my dad something.
What'd you get them?
I got, my mom's been asking for this Brita, the water filter.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
She been wanting that Brita, man. So I went out and I got her a Brita, and I just got my dad a watch, because he didn't have a watch, and he likes to wear watches.
What about you? Well, how do you like to wear watches, but you don't have a watch?
I don't have a watch.
Okay. Just joking. But yeah.
I don't like to wear watches. I don't really like nothing on my wrist.
I say, how does your dad like to wear watches but doesn't have a watch?
Because he didn't have a watch, so I had to go get him one.
But he likes to wear them? So yeah. How does he know he liked to wear them? If he
ends up breaking them or...
Oh, okay. Where'd you get your other dad?
Really? How did you know I wanted to talk about that on the show? Anyway... I got some shoes for Christmas. I got me some new tennis shoes that camouflage.
You're so lucky you have two dads. I wish I had one.
They're camouflage. So that was pretty. I didn't really want too much for Christmas, though. It was just nice giving. I told my sister I got her after Christmas and everything.
I mean, you should have told everybody you got them, because that Brit going to be on sale in 2 days.
And she told me she got me, but she only 14, so I wonder what she's going to get me.
She's probably going to make you something.
I know.
Paper mache.
she could wake me up and be like, happy birthday, Jesus. You gotta. I like the little pause. I don't even know if there's. Anyway.
Yeah.
So what's up? What's up?
Nothing. What's just we still shooting each other over shoes again. You know.
Really?
Oh yeah. Somebody in Ohio acting stupid.
Uh huh.
Walked in the mall, saw something that he wanted, so he just opened fire.
Uh huh.
On Mr. Jawad Jabbar. Mm-hmm. And he died. Wow. So we're still doing that, people. We're still shooting people, each other, over Jordans.
Over Jordans. 16-year-old lost his life.
Over some shoes. Over a couple of pieces of patent leather and cotton sewn together in a sweatshop in Indonesia.
Yo.
Or somewhere. We're still doing that in 2014. About to be 2015. Does anybody else notice that some shit is happening? It is some major shit happening right now. And if you don't know and if you're not aware, you better get aware.
Yeah.
Because if you're black and you out here thinking that, you know, you getting second chances and stuff, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But anyways, people, let's stop shooting each other over shoes.
Yeah.
Let's just stop doing that. Please. Anyways, this week we're going to talk about... corporate.
Yes.
And our experiences in corporate.
Working in corporate America.
So for those of you who don't know us personally, we, me and Lewis, or Lewis and I, we met about, what, 7 years ago?
I think 7, 8 years ago, yeah. When it was, apparently, quote unquote, when it was okay to talk to your coworkers.
Yeah, when it was okay to talk to coworkers, we met. It became not okay in about 2009, 2010.
I still think it's okay.
I don't think it's okay.
But that's me. I'm just a nice person. I don't meet strangers. So.
Okay, but yeah, I learned my lesson. So.
Yes, now you.
I learned my lesson.
Well, that's another podcast.
But anyways, we met at work, and we had some similarities. We were both young. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess at that time, we kind of vibed with everybody because everybody was our age.
Yeah, everybody was our age, but everybody was still like they didn't have our best interests in heart.
They didn't, and we got taken advantage of in a lot of situations, and we had to learn the hard way.
Yep.
And
but that was like our first job. Like, we were straight out of high school.
Right. We were both really, really young.
Yeah.
So, you know, 7 years younger than we, 7, 8 years younger than we were, than we are now. Yeah. So, I mean, we were just starting out, and, you know, we was making a whole lot of money. So
we didn't know what to do.
And when you make a whole lot of money and don't know what to do with it, and you're that young, you know, things start to happen, and, you know, it happens really, really fast. So the place we used to work at, we no longer work there, of course. We have moved on to bigger and better things.
Yep.
But we just wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, what we experienced. And first, I want to talk about college.
Okay.
And yes. How sometimes they tell you that, you know, and, you know, being black is, you know, where all this plays a part.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's real for us. And yes. So sometimes we get told as black people, oh, well, you have to have a degree mm-hmm. to work here.
Yeah.
And then when you have a degree, oh, well, you're overqualified. And that's just their way of, you know, weeding us out and not making those positions available for us. You know, whereas, you know, we've seen time and time again, you know, white people, white women, white men will go up there, have no qualifications, less qualifications that we have, probably didn't even graduate from high school,
mm-hmm.
and are able to excel and get the better jobs and the better positions.
And better pay.
And better pay, mm-hmm. faster than we are, because they're given that opportunity, whereas we have to work, it seems, 3 or 4 times harder.
Yep, black tax.
So, I mean, that's kind of what we faced, you know,
mm-hmm.
a little bit, you know, or we know people that have faced that, and that's yeah. just, you know, it's crazy, but it's reality.
Mm-hmm.
So those of you who are out there, you know, trying to go to college because you think you're going to get a good job, I would think again. I would go to college if you really wanted to,
mm-hmm.
but don't go to college thinking that you're going to get a great job. Because you may be going to college, and then you may get a great job, and then you find out that the person in the cubicle in front of you or in the office next to you is making the same amount of money,
and
they ain't even go to college. And it happens.
It really does. But,
I mean,
not everywhere, not every situation, but it seems like it happens more often than not. When I went on my interview, for this particular position within the company, and yes, I was going to get a raise and everything, and they, one of the questions that they, you know, they ask you all these questions, well, where do you see yourself in 5 years, or, you know, how do you want to better yourself within the company or whatever, and I was really considering going to school and going to college, which I still am, but at a particular time, I was really thinking about it heavily, you know, because it's like, once you start working, and you know, like you say, we were making good money. You just figure, oh, well, who needs college? But at the same time, I want to be educated. I want to be a well-rounded individual. I want to experience some things that I think that you can only get at college. So that was my answer. I was like, well, you know, I want to go back to school, you know, just further my education so that I could, you know, excel in this business and maybe get a better position
within
the company. So I was told by the interviewer, oh, well, you know, you need to go to school because it's not all about what you know, it's who you know.
And I think that reigns supreme over everything that I've heard, because not only did you hear somebody say that,
mm-hmm.
Were they of the Caucasian persuasion?
They were.
See? Not only did you hear her say that, it was true, but it wasn't true for you.
Right.
it was true for them.
Now, it could have been true for me, but see, the thing is that there's a lot of, in corporate, there's a lot of backstabbing.
Yeah, there's a lot of dirty work.
Dirty work, and you have to, like, sell out in a sense.
In order.
Like, because we've seen it.
We've seen it.
Yeah.
It was like so blatant. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God. Yeah. Like, how she go from working alongside with us to now she in another position in another building. And it happened like 4 or 5 times mm-hmm. with 4 or 5 different people that we know.
Right.
You know, I can honestly say it happened 4 times.
Mm-hmm. And even within the corporate spectrum, they have quotas that they have to meet.
Yeah.
There's a certain amount of black people that they have to promote to look good on their
affirmative action stuff.
Right. And then so that they can look good on paper. Like, mm-hmm. oh, well, we've employed this many black people and we've promoted this many black mm-hmm. people. So now we look good. Now we're okay. And it helps, but it hurts because you get a lot of people who get these positions and then they think they're all of that mm-hmm. or they don't even know the job that they're. It's still a setup because they get these positions and the people don't really know the job that they're doing. So now they're managing a whole department. But mm-hmm. now when stuff hits the fan, it falls back on them and then they lost the job. So you were right. just set up. You were just promoted.
Just to look good.
Just to look, just so they can look good. Yeah, so you end up looking bad, and then you have to carry that with you when you go to other companies.
Yep, but they do use college mm-hmm. as a way to weed people out, you know, mm-hmm. or get people in,
right.
you know. But it all depends on, you know, what color you are, because even though it's a sad and hurtful and harsh reality, mm-hmm. it's still reality.
Right.
You know, if you're not white, you're going to have a tougher time getting these positions that you want or that you deserve.
Right.
And that's straight up. And they'll use college to say, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, you're overqualified or you're not qualified, you know, as an easy out for them. Right. So they don't have to deal with you anymore.
And so it doesn't look racist. So they don't look like they're being racist. So you can't go back in school. But I encourage anybody, like,
you know, go to school.
To yeah, go to school.
If that's what you want to go to school. But don't go because somebody sold you a dream that you were going to get the most awesome job ever and that you're going to get the highest paying job. Mm-hmm. Because even if you go to college and you do get a high paying job, you're going to be working for that.
Right.
You're going to be working for that.
You have to work. I think it's a lot of...
They're going to work the shit out you on right. that job.
And please remember this, to know your rights when you go on these jobs as well, because they will take advantage of you, assuming that you don't know, making you work crazy hours, making you do things that you might necessarily be qualified for, and then they'll turn around and stab you in the back that way and said, oh, well, you did it, or you told me you could do it, or, you know, you might not get that much training or whatever the case may be, but don't let them set you up for the okie doke. Know your job, know the qualifications, know your right as an employee so that you're not taken advantage of.
Have you ever experienced anything as far as like a color barrier or a gender barrier when you were working there?
I think the only thing that I can say is that with me being light skinned, I think I'm the more acceptable Negro. So, I will get the comments like, oh, well, you know, you're not like the rest of them. Or, you know, we can trust you with this. Like, people, like, I've had managers that would tell me stuff simply based on my skin color because I was trustworthy. You know, it's mm-hmm. we used to talk about it being like a plantation sort of thing. So mm-hmm. it was. But then I would go back and tell the other Negroes what you just said about them. Like, I'm not the one. I wasn't the one. Like, don't come. They would come to me and be like, oh, well, I'm only telling you this because, you know, you're light skinned. They wouldn't really say, you know, because you're light skinned.
But they would be insinuating that you were more trustworthy than
a darker
else.
Person. Yeah. So I felt it like that. The incident where, you know, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Yeah, that works. But that just requires a lot of sellout. And then you see those people who just don't. They just don't. I don't want to get into that. But they just don't. Like, they just completely turn against you. You know, they get these high positions and they just act crazy. But
what I did know and what I experienced about gender barriers is that they didn't hire a lot of women in mm-hmm. management.
Right.
Or a lot of black men in management. Mm-hmm. But if they did, they hired more women in management positions. Mm-hmm. You know, if they were going to hire, a black woman before they hired a black man.
And that's all to look good, too.
Like yeah, but it, no, but it's to keep the niggas controlled. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. It was to keep us in line mm-hmm. because they don't want a man. You know, there was only, how many men do we know? Two black men?
Yeah.
That were managers?
Three.
Well, three.
But yeah.
Three. There were three black men.
Not compared to the number of them that were.
And there was more women, though, too.
And then it was still difficult to go up because we're just talking VP positions. Well, no, we're talking AVP positions when mm-hmm. there are VP positions.
Yep.
So I feel you on that.
But they would hire a woman quicker than they would hire a man to keep us in line. Mm-hmm. And then these women thinking that they, you know, not, you know, like us anymore. Mm-hmm. Because they may be getting paid more money, and then they go and they treat us just like they, you know, the women, the black women treat us like the white people do, mm-hmm. Which is crazy. And I thought that it would be so much better. I'm like, okay, I'm so happy for her. She got, mm-hmm. you know, her position or whatever. You know, I know that we're going to be okay because mm-hmm. I know that she's going to look out for us, right. And I know that he's going to look out for us. And it turned out to be the total opposite, and it was over there cooning.
Right.
You know, and I just feel like if you're going to step and fetch, you know, I don't need to be around you because I know that you're not going to look out for me. You're going to look out for yourself. Mm-hmm. And not only are you going to look out for yourself, you're going to sell us out. Right. And then they're going to be talking about you anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're not there, the white people are going to be talking about you anyway.
When you're on your way out the door, oh, she yeah. didn't know how to do her job anyway. He didn't know how to do his job anyway.
Right. And all along, you selling us up the river and mm-hmm. you trying to make us look bad and blah, 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 because you're in a manager position or you're in a management position, you know, when you should have been looking out and you should have been giving us the lowdown and you should have been saying, you know, hey, this is what I expect from you, you know, and you know that we're black and you know that they don't look out for us like this. So mm-hmm. this is how we going to do this and we going to be on our P's and Q's. I felt like as a manager, that should have been stated.
Right.
Because there are already others that are shown specialty, mm-hmm. you know, special treatment, and it wasn't us.
Right.
So I felt like if I was going to have a manager that I respected, that's how she was going to act. Right. And it turned out to be kind of like that at first, mm-hmm. but then you start selling out.
Right.
You know, and then you start saying, well, I can't help you because, and yes, you can.
Right.
Because just like white folks use their white privilege, you can use your black privilege. You know, and you can step up to the plate and you can go above and beyond, even if we messing up, because you know that at the end of the day, we got to stick together. But it wasn't like that where we worked at. People, they didn't stick together, you know, so we all had to have each other's back on a lower level. And then when I got promoted, oh, that's when the shit hit the fan. That's when it hit the fan. They wasn't ready for that. And I can honestly say I wasn't ready for it mm-hmm. because I didn't expect to get treated like that, you know, and they treated me bad.
Right.
They treated me like, you know, I hadn't been there and I hadn't proved myself after, you know, I got a promotion.
Right. And you had.
Like, you know, you were one of the hardest working
people.
I worked yeah, for mine. Yeah. They didn't give that to me.
Right.
It wasn't just, they didn't just call me in office and say, hey, we're going to give you something. No.
Right.
I worked for that.
You weren't the daughter of some VP in the company and just brought on with grandfather, they call it grandfathered in.
No.
And then didn't show up to work and then get another promotion after that, because that's what we saw happening.
Yeah.
You were actually working. We were actually working 10 hour days, 12 hour days, yes, weekends. Like, they couldn't. But you know what? And then let me say this right here, too. Like, I'm just going to pose this question. Do you feel like, you know, because we say it where maybe the black people that were promoted were put in a position because, you know, how, like, you know, they say we always looking for the hookup. Or whatever. Like
no,
that,
they were right. put in the position to control us.
Right. No.
That's all that they were so same
you,
as us.
Oh, so you never
they was just
that.
The crackers, the whip crackers.
But you never believed that, you know, they got this position, so now okay, they're gonna help us out or whatever like that. But then feeling the pressure from higher up, and you know, it was just done so backwards. Like, you know, there was never that talk of, okay, well, let's help each other out. But, like, they just did, like, a total 180 on us, like, turned their backs on us. Maybe because, you know, they thought, oh, well, you know, I have to be this way because I can't be looking friendly with those underneath me, because then I lose my respect as a manager really, or
you,
supervisor.
But you're not underneath us. We're all on the same playing field. You work two cubicles down from me. Mm-hmm. Like, who are you?
Right.
You know, so really, for you to even have that type of mentality, you're wrong.
Right.
You're wrong.
But it happens. I mean,
it does happen, yeah. But you're wrong. And see, and that's what I can say that differs from my job now. They know. See, what should have been said back then was, these people have been working every day. They work 12-hour days. They're tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cut them some slack.
Right.
You know, we're going to get it done. We promise. Mm-hmm. We're going to get it done. But I'm not going to go hard on these people because they have been dedicated to this work. That's what should have been said. And that's how I get treated now.
Right.
They totally understand mm-hmm. that people make mistakes. Mm-hmm. They don't hold us accountable. Because they want us to come to work, and right. they want us to be happy, because they want us to be able to excel at our jobs, and that's the only way that you can.
Yeah. And without us, you ain't going to get this work done.
Right.
Yeah.
And they know that, and I can honestly say that, you know, the company I work for is a great company, mm-hmm. you know. It's a great company, and I'm glad that I, you know, got another opportunity to get in a position where, you know, I can still make a lot of money and then still be comfortable and still like going to work. And still, you know, able to excel at my job and able to learn as much as I can, because they understand mm-hmm. they want to make us happy. Mm-hmm. And I work with a whole team full of Black people mm-hmm. and the energy is crazy, you know, because mm-hmm. I like the energy mm-hmm. because for me, I feel like when I'm around a whole bunch of people, it's just the same energy of, you know, you're around a whole bunch of people that you don't know and you feel like they're judging you. That's how I feel when I'm around a whole lot of white people. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just, like, my energy is being sucked because I feel like, you know, one person is going to come up to me and touch my hair and then I'm going to have to karate chop them in the neck. You know, I feel like another person is staring at me. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're whispering. Yeah. And that's how I feel when I'm working around a whole bunch of white people. But mm-hmm. when I work around a whole bunch of Black people, it's like brotherly and friendly and mm-hmm. we all trying to look out and we can all laugh and joke and talk about hip hop and, you know,
people
stuff like that.
Interest, yeah.
You know, because we're all culturally the same. Mm-hmm. Because white people do it all the time. Why can't we do it?
Right.
Why can't we do it? What is so bad about that?
I think it might have just been the particular company that we worked for in the past. I mean, I can't speak for every corporate organization. Maybe there are some out there that are like that. But it was different. It was like, you know, dog eat dog world. Even when, because we were working there when Obama mm-hmm. first got elected, mm-hmm. and you could just feel
the air was thick in there.
Yeah,
it was thick, and it was people mad.
Yeah,
and
you
know,
could
and
really
it was mad
feel,
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't really talk about it because you're at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that sort of talk is not tolerated. And I understand why, because people are really, really serious about their politics and about their religion,
right.
and that's something that you can't talk about.
But
we were happy, but we couldn't even express our happiness.
Right. We had to do it through text, moving them text.
Yeah. We couldn't even do it through the email. You know, but we were happy, you know, because we thought that something was going to be, even though it didn't, whatever. Anyways, you know, I think that's what we experienced. And, mm-hmm. you know, I like working around Black people. I like being able to count on, you know, the people around me. And I like being able to be happy when I'm at work and have the freedom to work. And I don't have anybody harassing me or sending me nasty emails or trying to tell me what I didn't do right, and never praising what I do right, because, mm-hmm. you know, come on now. The ratio is very, very significantly different.
Right, yeah.
So everybody's going to make mistakes. Everybody, I want somebody to point out one person who never made a mistake.
Right, and still end up getting promoted.
Right.
Because that's how it worked back then. You know, you could do a million things right, but you do one thing wrong.
And it seems like you're out.
Yeah.
And that's how it is, you know.
Well, yeah, and you can attribute that to just what's going on now. It's just,
You cannot feel what's going on now, you tripping.
Yeah.
It is something going on, and it's very, very big, and it's a shift.
Mm-hmm.
And people, it's almost like a revolution, almost. Mm-hmm. It's about to get bad out here. And if you're not with it, you better get with it.
Yeah.
But what do you think is the solution about, you know, I guess, why are you looking at me like that? I guess, you know, what do you think is the solution, you know, when I guess you're working in that type of environment, or to not even let it get that far, you know?
I mean, I would say, you know,
what is the solution to not being treated like that?
Like, recognize it. First of all,
recognize that you're black.
Recognize that you're being treated a certain way.
No, I think first and foremost, you need to recognize you're black, because that will open up your eyes to the fact that you're not going to be treated fairly, and you need to recognize when you're not being treated fairly. Because some people think, "Oh, we're all people,"
right? But we're but we're not. But like, don't take these like. I don't want to come off like that, but don't take these people so seriously. Like, take them, be serious. Take yourself seriously. Take your position seriously. But don't let these people have you out here stressing over whether or not you're going to have a job the next day, because that's what they'll do. They'll hang your job over your head.
Yep, and that's how we were treated. So, and that's how we were made to feel after we were doing all that stuff for that company. And you know what? Now that I think about it, I believe that wasn't even coming from the top. I believe that they really appreciated us.
But it was just coming from them, because you did have some people who were jealous. You had some people who were jealous in position. Like, you know, you see somebody walking around happy, joking all the time, and you're not happy.
Yeah.
There's going
to
be...
It was to the point where we couldn't even talk.
Yeah, we couldn't talk. And you know, we was all, hey, laughing, joking, everything. Yeah. I didn't mind doing the work just long. You know, let's be easy somewhere, and then you want to come around.
Why y'all talking?
Yeah, with your saltiness.
What?
you laughing too loud. We can't even laugh. No, don't be around that. Like, I mean, you know, don't.
If that's how you're being treated at work, you need to quit, because it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse.
Look, don't be around here saying Disney told me to quit my job. Just.
I didn't tell you to quit your job. I'm telling you as a you know, an adult, make adult decisions. But,
but just
if
realize,
you are in that situation, it's not going to get any better. So if I were you, I would just look for something else.
Keep your job and keep your sanity. Don't even let these people get up under your skin like that. You know, people hurt you. They're strangers on the street. They don't really know you. They don't know nothing about you.
They shouldn't know nothing about you.
Yeah.
And that's another thing.
Yeah.
After 2009, we will not be... talking to our coworkers and going out with our coworkers and drinking with our coworkers. That ended in 2009, a year after Obama was elected. And I support that. Don't talk to your coworkers. Lewis, you've already started doing it, so baby, you just get a pass.
I mean, it's fine.
It's okay.
And you do, like, people, I've been hurt lately. Like, on the job, I've been on my job now for quite some time, and I've been hurt lately by coworkers because I have a tendency to, you know, let people in. I let my guard down. But at the same time, I know what to talk about and what not to talk about at work.
Yeah. Don't nobody want to know about your boyfriend, because I thought they wanted to know about mine, and they didn't. And what they did was they talked about me, and... You know, they made me feel bad, and, you know, they were saying things that weren't appropriate for them to be saying, and saying them to people that...
You didn't even know.
Yeah, people that I don't even know, that know me, that I don't know.
Right.
You know, so I say just don't disclose any personal information
keep
to your coworkers.
Keep it at work. Like, I have work friends. I have friends that I strictly talk to at work that I do not talk to outside of work. I don't know anybody's number. Yeah, I don't know anybody's number or anything like that.
But it's okay, you know. It's okay to have, you know, friends, and it's okay to have work friends. And, you know, my people that I talk to at work, we laugh and joke because we all black. But at the end of the day, we know that this is a job. This is a job. It's a job. So...
Yeah,
I guess,
just keep that in mind. Keep like little things like that in mind.
Just keep your personal business to yourself.
Yeah, don't even keep a guard up. Like, don't be so trusting. Don't let everybody in. You know, do what you have to go to work. Do what you have to do. If you make friends or if you meet somebody, cool. If you don't, you don't. At the you know, make whose name is on the check. Make sure you got a check. Make sure your badge work. Go in there, do your job. You know, if there's room for a promotion, by all means. You know, everybody can't be out here, you know, being movie stars and rappers and everything. There's people out here working real jobs.
And working real hard.
So just keep that in mind. You know, you'll make it. You got your friends outside of work or whatever.
So, yeah, I say that's the solution that'll help everybody. Just don't disclose any personal information to the people that you work with, because that's pretty much your family, too, because you're there a lot of times more than you're at home.
Right. And see, that was what was told to me, like, when I first, you know, oh, you know, on the job that I am now, because like I said, I was hurt on this job, but just not as bad. You know, oh, we're family. You're with us. You see us 8 hours out of the day, so we're practically family.
But just because somebody say that don't mean it's true.
Right.
You know who your family is. You should, yeah. If you don't know.
So that's me. If you're just a nice, happy-go-lucky person, free-spirited like me, then, you know, just you know, don't be so free with your spirit. And
and keep your spirit at bay.
Yeah, but we hope that we've shed some light on this situation, because this is just, you know, work is work. You have to work. You have to make a living. You have to make money. Don't feel bad about what you, especially if you like your job, if you started out liking your job, don't feel, you know, bad.
And don't feel obligated to tell them your business.
Right. Don't feel obligated to tell them that if you can't be to work, you can't be to work. There are laws set up to where your supervisor shouldn't even be asking you why you're not in work. Or, you know, anything like that. Just know that if you got the time, you can't come to work, then that's that. You know what I'm saying? And I don't really know how. I know how the laws work here in Florida. I don't know how they work anywhere else, but that's a lot. Like, my supervisor can't even hardly ask me too much of anything now.
Yeah.
And she can't even ask me if it was, she can't even ask me, am I feeling better? Like, if I was sick, she can't ask me if I'm feeling better, because, and it's set up that way because I'm thinking, you know.
It's to protect your privacy.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
Nobody, that's fine. So just be mindful of your surroundings, who you talk to. You know, you'll be able to feel people out. It all goes, if you're, meet somebody, you should be able to know who they are in, like, the first 5 minutes of having a conversation with them.
Yeah, but you don't really want to know, and you don't really care because you're at work. Anyways, anything else you want to talk about?
I mean,
is it heavy on your spirit?
Mm-mm. No, everything is good. Like, I love life. You guys stay out here and prosper, man. Oh, can we talk about shows? Can
no.
we talk about shows that we're watching? Can we just talk about Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder?
No, because those shows are over, aren't they?
Empire's coming out. I'm ready for Empire.
I'm not. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see Terrence Howard looking like he about to cry. I don't want to see Taraji looking like a $2 hooker.
But she cleaned up. She
I don't
look
care.
Like that because she just got out of jail.
I don't want to see that.
I'm ready for that.
I think we see enough people that look like they just got out of jail. Like that man over there. Looks like he just got out of jail. Like, I don't need to, like, turn on my TV. What I will be watching is Gotham. I know that.
Ooh, Gotham's pretty good. Jada Pinkett Smith is in that. I heard she killing. I haven't seen it, but I heard she's killing.
I mean, she's okay, but, I mean.
Who's in there? Who's all in Gotham?
I don't know their names. I just know that it's good.
Is it season one or season two?
It's about to be season two. No, wait, it's still. I don't know. I don't know if it's still going to be season one or if it's just coming back. No, I think it's just still season one. I don't know. But anyways, I like that show. So I'm going to be watching that.
Yeah, can I just say that you are looking really cute today, friend?
Thanks.
With your hair and everything.
Thanks.
You look so cute.
My eyebrows ain't on fleek, though.
I know. Hey, if you weren't taken, I'd date you. Not really. Cause I know
you're not my type because I don't like light-skinned boys.
Whatever.
Anyways. what else? What else?
Guess what, though? So I love this whole podcast movement. This is our third podcast. Maybe I'm jumping the gun a little bit. But
don't say it then.
We're going to be here for a while. No, we're going to be here for a while. We're going to be recording everything. You guys get used to us because we're here. But yeah, podcasts, YouTube, taking over, man. We got a YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is Two Parts Life. Just type in Two Parts Life.
And we're not even done.
Doesn't matter. We're not done. I'm just shouting out our YouTube channel. I was going to say, you know, you got Awkward Black Girl on YouTube. You got Black and Sexy. Black and Sexy, baby. You watch Black and Sexy TV?
No, I don't.
What?
Out. You know who I watch and who all of you should watch? Mm-hmm. Evelyn from the Internet. That's who you should watch because she is so funny.
She's dope. She really is. I like Evelyn. I put you on.
I'll
take the credit for that.
You did.
Because I'm a YouTube buff.
Like, if I don't watch her for a long time, I just, like, binge watch all her stuff. But she is so funny. So check her out. Her name is Evelyn from the Internet. And then on Twitter, it's like EVZ with 5 E's.
I think. Is it Spicy Ev?
No, not on Twitter.
No, on YouTube. It's not Spicy Ev?
It might be Spicy Ev. I don't know.
I think
But I watch her, and she's really cool. So, yeah. I guess.
Yes, look, Spicy Ev, like, I mean, you already know about who else is on.
That's all I'm watching. That's all I'm going to shout out today. I'm not shouting out nobody else this week. That's it.
Can we do Black and Sexy TV? If you want, like, good black content, like positive black content.
We have it right here on our podcast, Two Parts Life.
I know, but black, come on, Black and Sexy TV, get in. I know it's probably our viewers, our listeners probably already get into black. So you got That Guy, Hello Cupid, Awkward Black Girl. Well, Issa Rae got her own show now. I mean, her own YouTube channel, but her Awkward Black Girl was being showcased on Black and Sexy TV. That's how I found out about it. And then I just went ahead and subscribed to Issa Rae. But
yeah, that's
as far
it.
As like entertainment goes,
I think my God,
black people are doing amazing things. No, they're doing amazing things as far as because we get so much junk. We got all these reality shows.
Some people like black reality people. Shows.
I mean, I don't have anything against them. I don't watch them because, you know, you can talk about, oh, it doesn't show black women in a good light and everything. Me personally, I'm just need something with like some actors and actresses.
I have
it.
Heartburn. We're going to have to wrap this up. Hit us up. Two but Parts yeah. Life. The number 2, PRTSLIFE at gmail.com. We're on Podomatic. We're on SoundCloud at twopartslife.com. We're also on Twitter at the number T.
The number
2. PRTSLIFE. And yeah, hit us up. Yeah. Oh, and our content is also on Expressions 87. It's EXPRESSIONS87.com. And yeah, so hit us up. Yeah. Check us out.
Keep us coming. We're going to have more of these for you and stuff. Keeping you informed.
Okay, you got to do your outro.
I don't have. Oh. That's what we got. I know it's cheesy, but I'm corny like that. So.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.